In this week's parsha, Parshas Vayeshev, one of the most dramatic parshas in the Torah, where we read about also the sale of Yosef. But Yaakov Avinu made a special cloak for his beloved Yosef, for us Loksonis Pasim. And Rashi says, Pasim, Loshen Klimilos, Kmo Kapas Utcheles, which is a reference to the Pasuk in Megillas Esther. So Kapas is some kind of material. Some interpret Ksonis Pasim to be a multicolored garment. The Ramban says was actually different strips of white, but the Ksonis Pasim, the Rashi references back that Pasim is referring to this kind of material, Karpas, which we, as I said, is mentioned in Megillas Esther. And the Rabbeinu Menoach on the Rambam in Hilchos Chometz Matzah, Perek Ches Halacha Dalet, writes, I'm going to read the Rabbeinu Menoach, V'lokeach Yerek, and so on, V'anu Noagim B'Karpas, Zeche L'Ksonas HaPasim She'osu Yaakov, Avinu L'Yosef, Asher B'Sibosa Nisgalgal Hadova V'Yodah V'Sein L'Mitzrayim. The Rabbeinu Menoach suggests that the reason we take Karpas and dip it into according to the Rambam, into the Chavoshes, our minig is into the salt water, it's because the Ksonas Pasim is Karpas, again, based on this Rashi and the reference to the Megillas Esther, Karpas was a kind of material, and the Rabbeinu Menoach says it's a remembrance of the Ksonas Pasim which Yaakov gave Yosef, and because of the enmity that it precipitated amongst his brothers, things developed, and Yosef was sold by his brothers to Egypt, and ultimately we followed, and then came the Shibud Mitzrayim. According to the Rabbeinu Menoach, the dipping into the karpas, into the salt water, is a reenactment of that terrible event which divided the Shvatim from Yosef, even amongst themselves, and ultimately led to the centuries of bondage in Egypt. And if this the dipping the karpas into the salt water is the prelude to the entire Seder, because this is what precipitated, as I said, the events of the Shibud Mitzrayim, which we're commemorating the night of the Seder. It could be also that the Korban Pesach which is the central mitzvah, really, of the night of the Seder. If one doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, it's a very serious aveira, it's a chiyuv kores, it's the halach of Korban Pesach, it's nechel b'chabur, it's eaten together as a family, or only those who are appointed for each Korban Pesach, because it's as a dimension of being a Korban Tzibur. We see that as like a Korban Tzibur, if Rov Tzibur Tmeim, if most of the Klai Yisrael became Tamei, so it's Doche Tumah, like a Korban Tzibur, because though it's not one Korban, it represents all Klai Yisrael is bringing it, and so it has that dimension. Indeed, there are Mefarshim who suggest that if there's no Korban Tzibur to be brought, no Korban Pesach for everybody, that an individual Korban Pesach was offered on behalf of Klai Yisrael. And the Korban Pesach, therefore, is coming to atone for the terrible sin of Mechivas Yosef and the divisions amongst Klai Yisrael. And that's what, according to Rabbeinu Menoch, we have to remember at the beginning, the catastrophic consequences for this division and pirud within Klai Yisrael. And this has a very, very contemporary significance, because the prelude to October 7th was the terrible divisions within the state of Israel, the demonstrations on both sides that at the time crippled Israel, the issues in terms of the many, many issues in terms of the judicial reform but there's so many issues that were divided the people in Israel and the body politic, that our enemies were watching these divisions. And undoubtedly it led to the terrible tragedy of October 7th. So that's what we have to try to mend those tears, to bring Klai Yisrael back together as one people, one unit. And that's what the Korban Pesach as a Korban Tzibur reminds us.